Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, honored to be in the hot seat, the Steve Noble seat. This is Stu Epperson, Jr., founder and president of Truth Network, host of Truth Talk, and I'm fired up, folks. I am flat-out fired up. Grayson, are we ready? Some folks are going to call in. I want to put them on. This is a safe, no shame, no wrong answer. At this point, I'm desperate. I'm desperate for an answer to the question that I'm going to ask you today on the Steve Noble Show. Honored to sit in for my good buddy, Steve. And I'm here tomorrow, too. And by the way, tomorrow, my guest had an election stolen from him. And so many people, including me, have been fed so much information, misinformation, about Mark Harris and his loss in the ninth, his victory in the ninth district of North Carolina, and what happened after that. I mean, court cases, scandals, books, movies, you name it. So his wife, Beth, wrote a book. He participated in this book, and it was just a page-turner. I read it, called 13 Ballots. Shocking what happened there. A Christian man who's a pastor, a mighty man of God, you're going to hear from him, whatever you think. Love him, hate him, like him, or leave him. You're going to hear from him tomorrow on this program. So stay tuned to the Steve Noble Show. Stu Epperson sitting in for Steve. So, my topic today, by the way, I got some really hot headlines for you. Some are heartbreaking. Some you're like, Stu, I listen to this Truth Network and to this program, so I don't have to hear all the negative stuff, but you're peppering me with it. Well, I just want to also, we don't want to keep our head in the sand like an ostrich. Want to know what's going on out there. Continue anxiety about inflation in our economy. A story out of CBS. It's growing fast. Just keep praying. Just met with a Christian radio partner just a little bit ago who said, man, the food costs are going up. I'm having a hard time raising prices on people, but I don't want to lose my business. So I'll be praying for people like that and supporting local businesses. That's a great thing to do. Hillary Clinton approved releases of the Steele dossier to the media out of MSN, this out of National Review, several stories, New York Post, talking about her involvement in that. That's going to be interesting to see how all that unfolds. Judge blocks the lifting of Title 17, this out of CBS, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is not too happy because they can't move forward just allowing anybody in now. So that's actually a good thing, but we got to really watch that. It's crazy what's happening at our border. And that, by the way, is a non-political statement, Democrat, Republican. People are flooding in. No COVID testing, no citizenship testing, no IDs, and just no control. And it's really fascinating why that is. As believers, how are we reaching them with the good news of Christ? And then, let's see, finally, Hyundai invests $5.5 billion in a Georgia plant to build electric vehicles. That's a good story for all our folks in Georgia. Nice to see that coming here to American soil. Gavin Newsom spends California's $98 billion in budget surplus. Wow. So not even going to touch that. He's just out of control. Just spend away, buddy. Do whatever you want. San Francisco Archbishop denies Nancy Pelosi's communion. Nancy Pelosi denied communion due to her stance on abortion. Some think this story out of Town Hall and Fox News. Some think that this is oversight or over, what do you call it, going overboard by the church. Others think this is long overdue that these politicians. So how do you hold politicians accountable? I want to talk to you about that today. This is an axe that I want to grind, and I'm just going to thank you for being gracious enough to listening today, and I'm honored to share some things with you. So here's the deal. I'm a father of daughters. So one of the most important part of my daughter's development is dealing with guys, dealing with young men. So if a young man wants to call on my daughters, what do? I want assurances from them that they're going to treat her in a godly way. They're going to treat her like she's someone else's future wife. And they're going to be respectful, honor. They're not going to lay hands on her because she's not their wife yet. I have an awesome son-in-law. I'm so grateful for how Harrison and Hope, he married my daughter, got a grandson through them, amazing little guy. But just how God honored that process. But I spent a lot of time, countless conversations, trying to get assurances and trying to make sure he was committed to godly practices, not just in the dating, but in the marriage and all that stuff. So here's my question. How can we better vet politicians? Because this is the definition of insanity. We always do what we always do. We always get what we always get. Every single one of you sits around and says, these guys promise us the moon. They promise to hold protection of religious freedom. They promise us that they will protect human life. They promise us that they will protect marriage. But then they do it to get our vote. Then when they get all of our money and they get the powerful position, they go left and they get corrupted by Washington. So here's my question. What could we do? And do you out there listening to this awesome show know of anything in place that would help in the process of vetting and holding accountable in this dating process with politicians, particularly conservative politicians? They do everything they can. They spend all kinds of money, millions, in some case, tens of millions of dollars, to get your vote. And then what do we all say? Well, they get up there, and then they get the office, and then they change. Okay? I will give you a quote. Quote, I am in favor of traditional marriage. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. End quote. Who said that? President Barack Obama at Rick Warren's church before he was elected. So how could we have gotten him to sign somewhere and to make a pledge, a covenant? What could we do? I'm looking for ideas. I'm looking for a friend here to end this insane cycle with politicians who promise to be in favor of biblical principles, but when they get elected, they completely go rogue like he did. Completely did everything he could in power and still is doing it to destroy the nuclear family, to advance sexual perversion and all this stuff going on. So how do we do it with a politician, particularly one who says, hey, I'm a Christian, I'm going to do right by you, give me your vote, give me your money. Before I hand him that check, what can I ask for from him in return to assure me he's going to stick it out and do the right thing when he gets up there? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. Stu Epperson in for my good buddy Steve Noble. The number is 866, toll-free. Toll-free, 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. Question of the day. How can we better date these politicians? They promise us the moon. Maybe we could say, hey, what about the road project? What about looking after our local economy? Maybe we don't just have to go this direction on the important moral, the quintessential issues of life. Will you protect that baby's heartbeat? Will you protect the child in the womb? Will you protect marriage and the sanctity of marriage? And what can we put in place? What can we get them to sign, to commit to? Can we put together like you got to sign these 10 promises, a pledge. Here's how it goes. Mr. Politician, I would love to give you this check to support your campaign. You're running on this Christian values ticket. You are promising, pledging to honor Christ in everything you do in Washington. You're saying you're not going to become like them. You're going to stand up for marriage. You're going to stand up for freedom of speech. So before I hand you this check, sir, you need to sign this document saying you will hold to those values. Why would I even consider that? Because we all say, like a broken record, they're going to get up there, they're going to get corrupted. And then they're going to forget about the sanctity of life. More Americans are going to kill their young. This is predominant here. What did Congressman Waters say out of California? They asked her, I believe it was the Washington Times or Post, asked her this question. Why are you so adamant in favor of abortion? You know what she said? She said, I'm marching in this abortion-promoting parade, march, because my mom didn't have all the luxuries of getting an abortion when she was my age, when she was younger. That's a direct quote. I'm marching as a pro-abortion advocate because my mom didn't have the privilege. She didn't have the accessibility to abortion. I'm thinking, wait, ma'am, do you understand what you just said? So how many politicians have gone up there? They say, hey, I'm gonna stand up for God. They even come to our churches and say, I'm going to stand up for the truth and for the freedom of speech. And how about this one? For fiscal responsibility. I'm going to actually be a part of our government not spending more that comes in, actually balancing the budget so we have financial stability, so we don't have this ridiculous inflation rate, and so the gas isn't $5-6 a gallon and whatnot. So how do we hold that? How do we, in the dating process, I'm talking about preemptively before they get elected, what can we do? I'm just simply asking for a friend here. I'm looking for someone with some wisdom who's tired of this definition of insanity. Over and over again, politicians always promising things. They get up there, they don't deliver, and they go left and left and left. You know, there's a letter out there circulated by Al Gore who talks about the value of life, and I stand for the sanctity of life. That there's two heartbeats in that, mama, and we got to protect that baby and make all kinds of adoption available. And we got to love the mom, but we got to protect the sanctity of life. Al Gore said that. Look what happened to him. One of the most intense pro-death candidates ever after that. After he got up there, got elected, we gave him our money. What did he do? He goes against life to the destruction of that precious little one. I want to hear what you think about how we can, what can we do to get assurances from, just like, and I want to talk about marriage and dating a little more so I can give you some, you know, we do this in our society, by the way. We do this when we interview people. And I want to get into that. Let me give the phone number. I want to hear your ideas, and the number one rule of brainstorming is there's no bad ideas. Okay, I'm going to write down, I got a pen here. Grayson, this is my brand new Truth Network pen. Do you have one of these yet? You're getting one of these, okay? From my pocket to your hands, I'm giving this pen, Truth Network logo on it, very limited edition. I'm going to use this pen, I'm going to write down this blank sheet of paper. Grayson, you see the blank paper right there? I'm going to write down what people say to me today at toll-free. 866-34-TRUTH. It's a free call. We'll pay for the call. You tell me what we can do to hold our politicians accountable before they get elected, before we even give them a check to help their campaign. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. That's the toll-free number nationwide for you to call in. I'm Stu Epperson filling in for my buddy Steve Noble. So let's talk about interviewing people for a job. Why do we even interview people? Well, because we vet them. The old saying from good to great, interview slow, fire fast. Someone should be on your bus, get rid of them, right? Don't let them be toxic to your work environment. Fire them. What do? Before you hire them, you interview them. You check references. You get them to sign employment agreements to say they will show up on time. They will do what's expected of them. Well, why don't we do this with our why don't we better vet our politicians to get more concrete commitments from them in paper, in blood, that these are decisions that will affect the next generations of our country and our family and our faith and all this. How big is this? So why don't we say, hey, listen, sign this. Here's a pledge you can make. Now I know there's the contract with America. Someone's glad to bring that up. Maybe that's a little bit different. That was a bunch of already elected politicians saying, I'm going to stick to this. There's others. Okay, let's take some calls right now. Let's go. We got a caller in Concord, Mike. He's got a comment. Let's see. How do I bring him on? Grayson, do you bring him on or do I bring him on? We got a new system. Bring him on. Put Mike on. Mike, how you doing?
Are you there?
Hey, buddy.
Pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, good. Jump in here, man. I'm writing down. Look, everyone's got to be quick and pithy. But I'm going to write down your name, Mike, Concord, North Carolina.
Yes.
And home of Dr. Brown, by the way, great man of God on this network.
Yes.
Okay. And I want you to tell me your idea here. Go ahead.
First of all, I could go on for days. But the main thing that we need need to do is we need to get people just to get involved.
Okay.
The majority of the people out here don't have any clue what goes on. And I've helped with voting for years. I've been at the polls. I've listened to people talk about multiple voting. One lady said this was her ninth time that day.
Voting. Yeah. People are, the election process is corrupt. People are voting. Sure. If you've seen that movie, there's a movie out called 2,000 Mules. Have
no,
you seen that?
I'm looking to see it, though.
Dude, you got
to
see it. And I haven't even seen it yet.
But,
dude, listen, don't anybody tell me, Republican, Democrat, don't anyone tell me that elections aren't being stolen or cheated on, okay? They have, satellite image.
System.
Listen, people, listen to me. They have satellite image cell phone pictures of these 2,000 mules stuffing ballot boxes and messing around with
stuff. I've
listened
to these people. I personally have listened to people brag about how many times they voted. And
beyond the voting, what's your idea on how we vet these politicians before they get too far upstream, before they get up there? How do we prevent them going rogue on us?
It's easy. You make them sign anybody that goes into office. Once you're ready to go in office and you take that oath,
yeah.
If you take an oath for office and you do not do what that oath says by protecting that Constitution, then you lose everything.
Okay, have them sign
you
something that says
banded
protect
away
the Constitution.
From the city.
Okay, Mike's going on to Constitution. You know, what about you, friends? We got a line open. 866-34-TRUTH. Hang on, more coming up right after this. On The Steve Noble Show, I'm Stu Everson filling in. Who's calling on my niece. I said, bud, you're going to be married to a young lady for 50 years. So on the front end of that, you got to make sure you handle it right biblically. Solid young man, golfer, great guy, prayed with him. And I say that to my daughters, pray for your future husband every day. On the front end of that marriage, guess what we're going to do? We're going to get this right. We're going to be following Jesus, and we're going to prepare her for her future spouse. We're going to prepare him for his future spouse. And we're not going to let anything sinful pollute that relationship and break us away or get between us and Jesus, right? So there's in dating. Now, look, why are there divorce lawyers? I'll tell you why there's divorce lawyers, right? Because you made a covenant contract before God and witnesses with a state-appointed official who declared you man and wife. And so usually I knock the divorce lawyers. You know, usually we're negative about all these guys. You know, they just want our money, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? The reason they're there is a sense of accountability because you agreed to it. So who are the divorce lawyers for all these politicians? Because what do? They come speak to our churches. They come speak and they say, I'm going to be pro-life. I'm going to be pro-marriage. I'm going to protect the constitutional right to freedom of speech, the First Amendment, protect the gun, you know, Second Amendment, which isn't, by the way, the Second Amendment is to keep us from an oppressive government, right? It's a wonderful thing. So it's getting attacked all the time. And he said, I'm going to do all these things. And then they say, well, here's a nice check. Everyone write a check to this guy. Max out. Make your contribution. And then what happens? They get up there and they get corrupted. You're like, wait a second. What happened there? You know, you got Barack Obama saying, marriage is between a man and a woman. I'm with the sanctity of marriage, traditional marriage, man and woman. I'm agreeing with God, the Bible, 6,000 years of civilization. It's worked. I'm here because a man and a woman. What happens? Go look at what he views now. One of the most rogue, perverse views. He's completely gone back and all that. Yet we have that quote from him. We have all these quotes from politicians saying, I'm not going to do that. And then they get up there and they mastermind evil legislation that attacks the family, that violates God. You're like, Stu, well, the solution isn't politics. Of course not. But I'm a steward of my vote. God gave me the privilege to vote in this economy. So is it not the impetus not on me as a citizen who can vote to do something about it and to vote and to ask questions preemptively of these politicians before I give them God's money to help them stand up for what's right and be a witness for Christ in their public office? Is it not incumbent on me to ask some questions? So my question is, and Mike I thought was great, who just called and said, hey, make them, before they take the oath of office, sign something to say they will defend the Constitution. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a one idea. I'm trying to get more ideas. I got more people on the phone lines calling in with ideas, and I am excited to take your call. I'm going to give the toll-free number. Toll-free 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. And 866-34-TRUTH. And please call me with your idea. What can we do preemptively to get politicians, so we don't sit around back and complain that they always get corrupted by Washington? What do we do on the front end when they're running, when they're promising everything, to hold them accountable? Is there something we can get them to sign? What gimmick or what shtick or what type of contract would you suppose or you recommend that would help us better hold them accountable? In a sense, it's like a job interview, but there's a lot at stake here. Like running the entire country, let's talk to Paula, who's been hanging on. Let's put her on the line. Paula, thank you for calling in. You are on the air. Let's see here. All right. Paula, are you there? Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Hey.
Sue, thank you.
Welcome to the show. I am got a pen in hand. What is your idea, Paula?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge, yes, holding someone accountable to a specific document called the Constitution,
yes,
is A, number one. Number two, politicians that have been running, number one, we can look at the fruit they've been producing, not the same nine things in the Bible, meaning love, all that. But look at how their last 3 years of voting records or four years,
okay,
to see if they kept their word on what they promised.
Wow.
Does it match?
Okay.
But if they're new, brand new, definitely pay attention to the flock of friends they hang around with, because Obama hung around with some really bad people. And I have to admit, I am ashamed of myself that he was so charismatic and polished. I just let that all stop. It. Oh, he just, you know, that's all right. He broke from those bad guys. And I'm voting for him. I mean, I am totally ashamed that the charisma got me, and that's what the Antichrist is going to get us with.
Yeah.
So that's my 2 cents.
That's an embodiment of the Antichrist. You know, it's amazing. You know what they say? They say these politicians will say anything to get elected. So maybe we need to smarten up. Maybe we need to just maybe we don't need to give them that much rope to hang themselves. There's a recount in Pennsylvania right now. And a lot of people are saying that Dr. Oz, who got Donald Trump's endorsement, is nothing but another Mitt Romney. But some are saying, well, we hope he'll stick to the truth. We hope he's going to not be like Mitt Romney, who's one of the most pro-abortion, he masterminded the same-sex marriage movement, by the way, in Massachusetts, when he actually was one of the main proponents of that. Just Google it. I'm not making this up.
Kathy Barnett. Barnett should have won.
I agree. Okay, I know. But my point.
Right.
But my point is, we got these two guys now. It's between Oz, and I believe his name's McCormick. And this is a tight race. But my point is, I want suppose Oz wins. You know, the primary. Now he's going to run against the person who's definitely pro-death, pro-abortion, and anti-marriage in the other side. Well, I want to look him in the eye and say, Dr. Oz, before I give you a dime of my money, of God's money, I want you to sign this right here. And you're going to say in ink that you will defend the right of the precious child, and you will end the baby killing.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm trying to come up with what are ideas.
One more thing.
Yeah, go.
I just thought of one more thing. Okay, board slip. It was right there.
This happens to me all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, you'll think about it tonight. Just look, send us a text, call us back, Paula. I love what you said about look at the record. And, you know, that's what you do. By the way, you don't interview a candidate for a job without looking at their references, right?
Oh, I remembered what it was.
Okay, here it comes.
Because we have been negligent, not knowing what the job description was in the Constitution. So now that I'm studying it and I'm a coach, guess what? I'm going, oh, my gosh, I let all these things go by that I could have held people accountable to for the last 40 years that I didn't do. That's one thing. The second thing was the why does it keep slipping my mind?
It's slipping, I like what you said. I tell you what, you think about it, call us back. I'm going to put Richard on, but I'm grateful for your call.
Okay, bye.
God bless
you.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear from Paula. Richard, I got a line open at 866-34-TRUTH. Maybe I'm all wet. Maybe, Stu, look, this ship has sailed. There's no holding these guys accountable. Or maybe if I'm writing a check to the newly elected whoever the primary wins the primary, and they say I'm going to stand up for God and for the Constitution. Well, before I write this check to you, sir, why wouldn't I ask you to put in writing Or let's do a video message that I'm going to play back that you said you'd stand up for truth before going up there. What's wrong with that? Or what is another way of doing that? Richard, you are on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, fantastic. I love what you're doing. It's called a political prenuptial. Just like in marriage,
oh, I like
it's legal,
that.
It's binding. A political prenuptial.
Prenup.
A double P, P squared.
I like that.
A prenup it.
Double P, P squared, and you are asking, it's a prenup. Hey, you're going to sign this thing. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. There's a lot going on, you know, and they'll say anything to get elected. Well, then let's get them to sign something before we elect them. I love it, Richard. Thanks for calling in. Wow.
Thank you.
That right there, that's golden right there, I tell you right now. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Love this audience. I love listening to you guys. Do I always agree with everyone? No. But I love to hear your thoughts, your feedback. And I really think on something like this, this is so important to have these conversations. It's so important to ask these questions. It's so important. We are good stewards of this. And, of course, the cross is before the flag. Of course, the gospel is the only solution, okay? Hell will be full of liberal Democrats, and hell will be full of conservative Republicans, okay? So you don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it. The only way to salvation is through Jesus. But Jesus has made us citizens of this country, and he has given us the privilege in this country to cast a vote. So what am I doing? What am I doing about that stewardship? Now, we got Paula back, and I got a line open, one line at 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to weigh in and tell me your idea on how we can have a something like a political prenup for these folks that get contaminated by Washington before they get up there, what can we do in the premarital stage to get them to hold true, to get them to agree to something? Paula, what's your thought?
Okay, here was that last thing. Have a third option on the ballot when you're voting. Mm-hmm. That says, I'm not voting for either because we're going to stop this voting for the lesser of two evils. And it would wild if everybody hit the no vote. I'm not voting. We didn't even have a candidate worth voting for.
Okay,
thank you again.
Okay, God bless you. That's really interesting. Well, I struggle with that because we know someone's going to get elected. And so sometimes a no vote's going to vote. But you know what should break all of our hearts? I just heard this from one of my good friends at Liberty University. 40%, only 40% of born-again believers actually are registered to vote. And then he said this. He said 50% of those didn't even vote in the last election. Now, those numbers may be off a little bit, but what are we doing? Person in for my buddy Steve Noble, trying to keep the energy going. That guy, he's a tough act to follow, I'm telling you, but it's an honor to be sitting in the hot seat. So thankful for all of our amazing listeners who listen to this program, who support this program. Quick reminder, we got a hot show tomorrow, a special guest who had an election stolen right out from under him. And you may say, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, I know the story about Mark Harris because somebody said this. Someone said this about his son. Someone said this about what he did. He had a rogue consultant. Well, you haven't read the book, and you obviously haven't talked to Pastor Harris like I have. What happened to him will blow you away. And guess what? He's going to be in here taking shots from everybody. So let everyone know tomorrow at this time on the same station, same bat channel, same bat time, we'll be going toe-to-toe with Mark Harris and his wife's brand-new book, 13 Ballots. It will blow you away. So the question of the day, what do we do to prevent and to break the cycle of insanity and that's going on all the time in D.C.? It happens so often. It's just like the lady says, this man was not who I married. I signed up for. Or the girl says, this guy, boy, he talked a big game and talked like a Christian, but then we started dating and, oh, what in the world? And politicians, they're going to be up there for 6 years, 5 years, 2 years, 4 years, longer. They promised the moon. They promised to be solid Christian values candidates. And yet they get up there, and it's the broken record, and we sit back and say, well, they there you go again. You know, they lied, and people died, and they didn't stand up for the unborn. They gave in to the big lobby money, and they didn't honor their term limit, you know, commitments. They made these verbal commitments. They make these overtures. They'll say anything to get elected. So what do we do to stop that? What do we do preemptively on the front end if you're sitting there saying, you know, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and my vote is my stewardship and I'm gonna register to vote and I'm going to vote. And I'm going to vote for the person that best represents the truth and that's going to stand up for what the values are of Scripture. And, of course, there's no perfect person, and they're likely all vulgar, profane politicians. But this person is going to represent. But when they come to you and say, I'm going to do right by you and by my district, what can we present to them to sign to agree to? Like our caller said earlier, Richard, brilliant, he said a prenuptial agreement. It's just like a prenup. What can we get them to sign? What can we do to provide assurances that they will do the job that they simply said they would do? That's my question. I've been asking all hour long. We've had some great callers. The toll-free number, if you want to weigh in, is 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. I do have two lines open right now if you want to get in on the conversation. But first, we're going to talk to Orlando. Orlando, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yes, this is first I'm going to say something real quick. I'm an immigrant, you know, came to this country.
Yes.
This is such a great, great country. We need to realize that first.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm in the car business, so I think, you know, it starts with me, first of all, you know, if I really want to make a change. And I am Christian, too. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think we need to have them sign. Since I'm in the car business, we have what is called a wheel. You know, this is something that we owe after we sell a car, and then we promise we're going to fix to the customer. So I think these politicians should have some sort of commitment in writing that they have to do the right way. And unfortunately, you know, we're not going to see that because we've been blessed so much. And I see that being as an immigrant, you know, and see what we have in our countries, you know, Latin countries and some Asian countries, European countries, you know, they have socialism, and they want that here, and it's really so sorry to...
Yeah, all you got to do is talk to an immigrant like yourself. How's that socialism worked out? How's that, you know, how's it worked out in Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela?
Venezuela.
Unbelievable.
Listen, every country around the world is in that socialism stage. People who want socialism here, unfortunately, have no idea
They're
talking about. Instead of just giving thanks and work hard,
wow.
And that's what we have to do, and just put the Lord first.
Yeah,
you know,
such a good thing. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that socialism is based on a completely communistic, socialistic, Marxist anti-God worldview. And you look at Venezuela, the fourth wealthiest country in the world 25 years ago, and wealthier than China. And today, 96% of Venezuelans live below the poverty level. Kids are dying in the streets. And that's how well socialism works. And everyone's like, well, they implemented it wrong. Well, hogwash. The system is bankrupt. But the problem is our current rulers in America, they have Hugo Chavez's poster. They worship the ground he walks on. They support Chavez.
No,
they support Castro. All these guys running our country right now, they support those guys. You're like, wait a second. Why are you trying to destroy our country? And this is just like, so before they get elected, Orlando, what do we do? I like that. Maybe like you're in the car business, maybe we schedule a service call. The election date is November 4th. We're going to have a service call every 6 months. You're going to come back, stand in front of us, and you pledged to do these things, to stop socialism, to help the economy, good fiscal accountability economically, you know, and stewardship of that. And then you also said you'd stand up for marriage and for the unborn. So I like that, a service call, just like in the car business, of how they're doing.
Can I say something else? This is really important. A 17-year-old told me this, my son. He said, Dad, how come they can be against the abortion? And he says this, if a person kills a pregnant woman, the same Democratic Party who actually believes in abortion, they will count that as two murders if you kill
somebody.
Yeah,
it's a double murder. That's right.
Double murder. So how can abortion be legal? So, you know, I mean,
it's sad. Ultimately, it's what, how do you value life? Socialism, Marxism, communism is all based on Charles, the most, by the way, the most racist person in our all of our academics, by the way, is a guy, or two people, by the way, Charles Darwin and Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, quote, we must advance the extermination of black people. She said, we got to get rid of these people. She was the grandmother of eugenics. That's a direct quote from her. Hillary Clinton celebrated Margaret Sanger Day and went over and celebrated a statue of her. Okay, so that's what Margaret Sanger says, the most racist woman that's influenced our culture. Charles Darwin, intensely racist. The survival of the fittest. He said horrible things about African Americans. Horrible things. And yet we espouse his evolution. His evolution, his theories, which are taught as fact, and they're not, they're lies, taught in our textbooks, in our culture, in our public schools, those theories are the basis of Marxism, socialism, and communism. Because they devalue life. They devalue the unborn. It's just a fetus. It's just a bunch of cells and blobs. But yet 80% to 90% of women that get an ultrasound that are abortion-minded, they change their mind because they hear that heartbeat, Orlando. The question is, how do we get these politicians who say, I'm going to be pro-life, I'm going to stand up for what's right, before Planned Parenthood could pump their bank account with millions of dollars? And by the way, Planned Parenthood is loaded. They got billions of dollars, and these little crisis pregnancy centers, they're struggling. Man, they are struggling. And they can barely get churches to put them in their budget. So we got to put our money where our mouth is. We got to put our vote where our mouth is. We got to register to vote, Orlando. And finally, you can't vote in the communist countries. They'll just put whoever they want in there. The government knows better than you, Orlando. The government thinks we're a bunch of dimwits, right? The communist countries, and that's the communist, the way they're thinking. By the way, I'm not. When I say that our current government, our current leadership is communistic, socialistic, that is not an insult. That's just that they go look in their living room. They've got pictures of Fidel Castro in there. They love these guys. They believe that's the answer. The anti-God philosophy that devalues life and that tries to disrupt you from being successful and you doing with your money what God wants you to do, whatever you want. They want to take that those freedoms away, just like Orlando expressed in these other countries. It doesn't go well in communist countries. Orlando, it sounds like you know that firsthand. That hasn't worked out too well, has it? That philosophy.
No, sir.
So, of course, there's corrupt. Of course, there's corrupt capitalists, and there's nice communists. You know, I mean, we're glad that President Obama is not, you know, a mean communist like Vladimir Putin. But look at where that philosophy goes. Yeah. Go try to buy gas right now. Go try to find baby formula. That philosophy works its way through economics. And then go try to save a baby's life. It works its way through our morality. It destroys the nuclear family. It's anti-nuclear family. And it's very sad. So what do you do about it? Well, before this politician goes up there, you ask him a few tough questions, and you think of a way, and this is, I'm still on this journey, Orlando, so when I find it, I'm going to share it with all the listeners, okay? Maybe I'll come on the Steve Noble Show as a guest when we find a way, some sort of mechanism that will better hold our politicians accountable before they get elected. You know, like Dennis Rainey's got a great book called Questions to Ask Your Daughter's Date, right? Before, you know, the date walks in the house, Dennis Rainey's got his baseball bat, right? He's like, questions you ask your daughter's date. Well, what are questions we ask our politician, and is there something we can get them to sign or to commit to, like Richard said, a political prenuptial that will hold them accountable to do just to do exactly what they said they would do? Orlando, thanks for calling. God bless you, man.
You're welcome. Thank
Keep shining
you.
The light of Jesus everywhere you go. Good to hear from him. Good to hear from all our callers. We're out of time. I'm Stu Epperson, honored to sit in the hot seat today with Steve Noble. Thank you all. Hey, pray through all this. Talk it up. Get registered to vote. Pastors, register your people to vote. That's your stewardship. God's given us the privilege to vote in this country. Why not do it? And think of ways to hold account. And pray for your politicians. Why not that? In need of the Jesus? Hey, they need the Lord just as much as I do. Amen. God bless you.